Okay, so let's see the Mishnah on Daled Amud Beis. Again, it opens up a new sugya. How related it is to the previous sugya will be part of our discussion in trying to understand what it talks about. Again, like any new, fresh Mishnah, we have to go through the same questions and same process in terms of understanding what does the Mishnah tell me, what doesn't the Mishnah tell me, what are the assumptions behind what the Mishnah tells me. Says the Mishnah, Daled Amud Beis, Hamakif es chavero mishalosh ruchosav. So somebody who surrounds his friend on three sides, the gadar es harishayna ves hashniya ves hashlishis, and he puts fences around the first side, the second side, and the third side, ein mechayv minoso. We do not obligate him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, "Im amad the gadar aservis, if he, he's kind enough to use pronouns, so we don't know exactly what he's talking about, right? If he gets up and fences in the fourth side, megalgalin alav asakoyu, we roll the entire thing on him." Okay, let's try and get the picture, and then we'll try to ask ourselves some questions. And then we will try, which might be the hardest part, to understand. Okay? So what does the... we have to keep in mind, what does the Mishnah tell me and what does the Mishnah not tell me? So the Mishnah is pretty clear that we have... not exactly how we're going to do this, we'll figure this out. Okay. We have... this person, the terms are going to keep coming up, is called the Nikaf. He is the one who is enclosed. We can either call him Ruvain or Shimon, but that might just get confusing because some of you might have called the other guy Ruvain or Shimon. So we're going to call this guy the Nikaf, and the Nikaf is surrounded on three sides by the Makif. Right? The one who's going to... now, none of them are the Makif or the Nikaf yet, but... they're going to be putting up fences soon. What's on the fourth side? Based on the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah didn't tell us. The Mishnah didn't tell us. So we have the Makif on three sides and the Nikaf on three sides. And the Makif comes along and decides to... X's are going to be our fence. Okay, got it. I'm getting... let's roll the key. Now, all right, so he decides that he's going to fence in three sides. Three sides. Now, the Makif wants the Nikaf, presumably, to pay for it. Why? Well, he helped him out. Says the Mishnah, he does not have to pay. He does not have to pay. What happens if he does the fourth side? So the Mishnah doesn't tell us. The diyuk that we would probably make is that if the Makif fenced in over here, then he would have to pay. That's just a simple diyuk. The Gemara is going to make that diyuk a little later on, but that's not explicit in our Mishnah. What else does our Mishnah say? That Rav Yossi comes along, and Rav Yossi says that if the Nikaf comes along and decides to fence in this side, then he now has to pay for all of them. We don't know why. So there are several things that we don't know, and that are getting very, very important just to know, including one thing that I made a certain assumption when I made this picture, which isn't so clear as well. So we'll tweak the picture accordingly. Question number one is, where are the fences being built? I went with what I thought the Pashup shop was. Right? Which is that they're being built between the Makif and the Nikaf. There is another possibility that they're being built out here. Out here. So the... and outside here, in all these places, is the good old Rishus HaRabim. It's the public domain. So is the Nikaf gaining from... is it, if again, it's a fence... dress of a picture. Yeah, it's easier. Okay. Right, the fences could be, well, pretend this does not exist for now, we shouldn't have an eraser. Right? The fences could be out here, which is also beneficial, not as beneficial, but also beneficial. It's just not clear from the Mishnah. It's not clear from the Mishnah. What type of field are we dealing with? Now, why is it any important to figure out what type of field we're dealing with? Is because we know from the Mishnah, from the Gemara previously, that different fields are going to result in different chiyuvim when it comes to having to put up a wall. So we know that there's a difference between a chatzer, a gina, and a bika. So which one are we talking about? And again, here the Mishnah does not tell me. Number three, why does he not have to pay for it? Let's just take this scenario. Why is it taka true? Why should he not have to pay for it? If you're going to tell me, well, why should he have to pay for it? One second, right? If you're going to tell me he doesn't have to pay for it because he didn't get anything, if it's so pashut that you don't have to pay for it, then why does the Mishnah have to tell me that he doesn't have to pay for it? Right? Meaning, every din in a Mishnah is telling me some sort of chiddush. Otherwise, I don't need a Mishnah to tell it to me. So it must have been that there would have been a default that I might have assumed otherwise. I might have assumed that he does have to pay. Comes along the Mishnah and is mechadesh to me that he does not have to pay. If that is not the case, and if you're all sitting there looking at me like I'm crazy, why should he have to pay anything? I didn't ask you to do it. You didn't help me. So then why does the Mishnah have to tell it to me? And you might answer, it's just because of Rabbi Yossi, or it's just because of the Din. Maybe. But we need to understand, is there anything more going on here in terms of why he does not have to pay? Then, well, you didn't do anything for me. So we need to understand that as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, based on the picture, so you also have an option that is both?
Yeah, what's both?
Fences on the outside?
Yeah, sure, why not? Again, we're going to try to minimize the... We want to try to zero in on what the chiddush is. We may complicate things further if we put extra fences in. Meaning, because you'd have to figure out what if you didn't have this one, or if you didn't.
Yeah,
right?
Bava Kama, there's a picture of it being on both sides. That's what it is.
Okay, we'll open up the Bava Kama shortly. Excuse me. Okay, fine. So that's good. That's question number three. But again, you understand why it's an important one is because if the Mishnah is teaching it to me, that means that it can't be so obvious. And if this halacha was so obvious to you that it doesn't have to pay, that you're sitting there wondering, okay, why do you have to tell us? And that's an important issue, is why does the Mishnah have to tell it to us? That's question number three. Question number four, what happens if the Makif builds the fourth? If the Makif builds the fourth. And that's true both according to the, at least according to the Tanakhama. Or maybe according to both, right? Either according to the Tanakhama, if the Makif builds, or even if we assume that Rabbi Yossi that the Nikaf, right? Imam Mahdi is talking about Nikaf, so what would the halacha be if the Makif did it? If the Makif did it. And if the halacha is that you're also potter, so then the Mishnah should have said that also. Right? The bigger chiddush that the Mishnah can say to teach me the halacha, we assume the Mishnah is going to try to do. So what happens if the Makif, the guy on the outside, he puts up the wall? Question number five is, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi? What's Rabbi Yossi trying to teach me? Again, maybe it's not such a big chiddush, but somehow by putting this up, why do I have to pay for everything? Why do I have to pay for everything? And then question number six is, what's the machlokas between the Tanakhama? Is there any disagreement between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? Right, the Tanakhama just said if the Makif puts up three, he doesn't have to pay. So what does that tell me about if the Nika puts up the fourth? Nothing. So does he agree with Rabbi Yossi? If he agrees with Rabbi Yossi, it's a funny way of writing the Mishnah. If he disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, then we need to understand What is the machlokas between the two of them? Six basic questions on the Mishnah. Do you guys have any other questions on the Mishnah? I think that covers, I think. Good. Okay, we have a lot to understand. A lot to understand. But again, that's just the beginning. So let's look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Baba Basha. Hamakiv Stavir Mishal Shuchosov. Shekana Gimel Sados Saviv Sadechavero. He purchased three fields around the field of his friend, Lishlosha Mitzareha, at the three borders. Vigadar es Shilashtan. And he fenced all three. Vinimtza Sadehu Shel Emtsoi Zeh Mukaf Mishal Shuchosov. Right, so it was not the intention, right? The intention of the makif was to simply cut off the nikaf at each one. The mamela benefit to the nikaf is that he's now surrounded on three sides by walls. That wasn't the intention of the makif. The makif was to keep, whoever this guy is, nikaf, out of his hair. Or he wants to just maintain his own privacy. I don't know what he wants to do. His intention was not to build three walls for the nikaf. But that is what happened. That is what happened. Okay. So, ein mechayvin oso. We do not obligate him. Who is him? The nikaf. He's not obligated to pay. Laseis klum. To give anything. To give anything. Why does he say that? So maybe, Rashi is saying, you might have thought that he has to pay a little bit. Has to say something. We'll see different potential options as to what the little bit is in the Gemara, when we go on to the Gemara. Rashi's making it very clear, Ein Mechad knows so anything. He pays zero, nilch. Zilch. Nothing. Oh. Distam bika makum shenagu shelo ligdar hu. Oh. Finally, Rashi gives us an opening to begin to unraveling the mystery. Why? Rashi just told us two things. One thing he told us explicitly, and one thing implicitly. Explicitly, he just told me, what are we talking about? We're talking about a bika. A bika, okay. So we love bikas, right? We've been dealing with bikas a lot. And we know that a stam bika is a makom shenahagu shelo ligdorhu. So Rashi tells us we're talking about a stam bika. Now, from this statement of a stam bika, I can derive several things, right? Look, ora, what if it's talking about a chatzer? Exact same scenario talking about a chatzer. We know that a chatzer is a place where you would be obligated, or a gina. What would be the din according to Rashi? You'd have to pay, right? For the fact that Rashi has to sit up in the stam bika, so one thing that we can deduce, right, is, right, if gina or chatzer, nikaf would have to pay, right? Even if there are only three walls. Maybe even if there's only one wall, we don't know. Presumably, what's there between one and three? Right? It's not four. Even if only three walls. How much do they have to pay? We don't know the answer to that. But more than klum. Right? Ein mechayvin oso was klum. If it was a gin or a chatzer, you would have to. That's the first deduction. The second one is that by Rashi invoking stam bika makom shelo nagu, he's telling us, do you know what type of fence we are talking about? We're talking about a hezek re'iyah fence. We're talking about a hezek re'iyah fence. Because if there was some other purpose to the fence, why are you telling me about a stam bika? Stam bika is Baba Basra Beis Amaralef. The reason that you don't build in a stam bika is because there's no hezek re'iyah. And the difference in a gina chasu is that there is hezek re'iyah. So what type of fence are we talking about? Are we talking about a fence to keep animals out? No. To keep robbers out? No. We're talking about a fence to keep nosy neighbors out. We're talking about a hezek re'iyah type of fence.
How do we know this?
Because otherwise, what's this again? Rashi's telling us that it has to be that we're talking about a stam vikah because then it's a makom shelo nagu ligdor. What type of fence is it a makom shelo nagu ligdor and vikah? As far as we know. The only halacha that we know about a vikah and fences is what? What again? Let's say that there are, you know, 10 different types of purposes you could have.
Hezekriah.
So if he's telling us that we have to be talking about a case where there's no obligation to build, and therefore we're talking about a stam vikah, then it must be that the type of fence that we are discussing is a Hezekriah fence. Because if the fence was to keep animals out, I have no idea if there's ever been a vikah and a chatzar and a gina. We never learned that. Maybe there isn't. But we're learning from Basra. And again, if you're Rashi, why would you understand this way?
So why did he bring up Hezekiah?
Rashi?
Yeah.
He didn't.
Wait.
He didn't yet, right? In the words that we have read, he did not bring up anything else. Nothing else. These words seem to indicate that we are talking about a Hezekiah offense. Otherwise, and again, what would compel Rashi to say that? Probably because this Mishnah follows the first Mishnah. And if the first Mishnah is talking about fences and Hezekiah, then the second one, which is talking about fences, is probably also talking about the same kind of fence. Right? Maybe less logical to us because we had, you know, three blot in between. But if you're learning Mishnais, this is Mishnah number 2. Comes right on the heels of the opening Mishnah. So it wouldn't be surprising if you're Rashi to try and figure out, oh, you know what type of fence we're talking about? It has a Hezekiah fence. That's the second thing. Yeah, Ruben, you're saying?
I was going to say, maybe your second answer about being association is enough. But before that, isn't it possible to say, there's no fence by a, because it's talking Stam, and then that also includes Hezekiah, that includes Dan.
It is, but we don't know that. So I don't know that that's wrong. But if Rashi is telling it to us, again, Rashi is a general rule, it's trying to make our lives easier, not more complicated. So for Rashi to be invoking some sort of other type of fence as a makom shelo nagu ligdor without any Gemara that we know of, or Rashi here telling us, you know, this secret, why would we assume that? I don't think it's problematic. There's nothing wrong with assuming this.
Yeah, definitely.
It actually makes a lot of sense. Because now you'll say, again, just plug it all in. So we're talking about a stam vikah. So there's no obligation. If there's an obligation, so then there's an equal obligation on the nikah v'makif and on the chora, even if it's only one fence, which makes sense. Right? There's no difference. There's no difference between 3 and 1 if you're talking about a chatzar or a gina. It's only if you're talking about a stam vikah, so there's makom shelo nagu ligdor, so inachanami, why should I have to pay? Now, if it's so obvious, then we have a little bit of an issue, because why should I have to pay? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Right? We still haven't answered that. But again, from Rashi, again, just read Rashi carefully. This Rashi has told us two important things. One is that the same halacha in a gina or in a chatzer, he would have to pay even if there aren't 4 fences, even if he's not fully surrounded. And number 2 is that the type of fence we're talking about is a Hezekiah type of fence. If that is true as well, it is probably, again, I wouldn't say it's muchrach, but it's probably true that if you ask Rashi where these fences are, would Rashi say, like this picture or that picture?
First one.
Probably this one, right?
Yes.
Probably this one. Right? It would be a big chiddush, much bigger chiddush to say that. And in fact, as we'll see in a moment, Rashi in Baba Kama says that. It's interesting that Rashi here doesn't. Why didn't he? I'm not sure. Maybe because it was Pasha, that if you learn it as a Hezekiah offense. So of course it's talking about it. A, it's the Pashas of the Mishnah. And B, is once I'm telling you, which he told us by saying Stam Bika is a Magam Shelo Nahagu Ligdor, he's telling us I'm talking about a Hezekiah offense. This is what a Hezekiah offense looks like. So, l'chora, again, from one little line in Rashi, we got an awful lot of information. Now, The continuation of Rashi that you were referring to, the Haggah here, is not Rashi. It's the Rashbam. It's the Rashbam, so it's Rashi's grandson. So there's still, it could be. We could read it quickly. Right, Veli Nira Taima Mishum Dakati Lo Mahanile Midi. So he starts again, Kedarko Bakodesh. He has a lot more to say than Rashi does. Right, we're going to have Mirtz Hashem be exposed to more Rashbam later on in the Masechta. Maybe you guys have already been doing Rashbam. It's not in a bad way, it's a different derech. And he was much, much clearer as to what he wanted to say. So it's really near a time, but the reason is, You haven't helped at all until you have a fourth fence. Because anybody can access the field from the open side, the fourth side. But if you then go ahead and fence in the fourth side, then you will be Gemara. Okay, I would rather not explain what the Gemara is coming from yet, because we'll have to see when we get to the Gemara. If we're talking about a bika and has a griya, what am I even accomplishing if you put up the fourth fence? Put up any fence. Hani mil ben bika bika bekosa gavo dal rambus l'shar mudalo bo inan. My time is like as a gavo b'shvil hezik behemos shikonsa sar tzar chigdor gedor shlo sar tzvach and manem nikonis a behemos. So he seems to be saying that we want to get rid of the possibility of a hezik griya fence, but the fence that's actually going to be important for us is a fence to keep animals out. That's the way the Rashbam understands that. Again, since we're talking about a bika, there is no reason that you're ever going to be chayav. Meaning, the Rashbam is asking this. I understand that you want to say that we're talking about a bika, and therefore there's no hezekiah fence. So then, what's the chayav for once you put up the fourth fence? There's still no hezekiah. Right? So if everything we're saying, they said, no, there's still a doubt, there is a benefit. And it's for that benefit of keeping the animals out that you have to pay for. But that benefit only accrues to you once the fourth side is this. Otherwise, the deer or whatever is going to come into your...
Should the animals and Hezekiah be both? Should it be on the outside and...
So we'll have to see. The animals, yes. But again, either way, the fourth side is open, so it doesn't matter yet. Okay, good? So again, let's just picture what we know, and then we'll figure out what we don't know. So what we seem to know, according to Rashi, is that we're talking about fences. It's a makom shelo nahagu ligdor, and the fences are on the inside, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Good. So now we have to look at Bava Kama. So Rashi says in Bava Kama like this. Again, the Gemara in Bava Kama is quoting our Mishnah verbatim. The exact quote of our Mishnah. The Gemara is trying to use it for its own purposes. Right? They are hijacking our Mishnah to use it for their own question. They had a fascinating question about Zenene, the Zelo Chaser, do you have to pay or not? If I am benefiting and there is no loss to you, do I have to pay for that benefit or not? And be the stone is a fascinating sugya. So says the Gemara, they are Chavim and Beis. Oh. Tanan. Hamakit Chavir Mishon Shul Chosav. If a person surrounds his friend from three sides, Begadar HaSarishayna, Ves HaShliya, Ves HaShlishis, and he builds a fence on the first, second, and third sides, Ein mechayvin oso, you're not going to be mechayvin. That's our Mishnah. Here, the Gemara makes a statement that our Gemara is going to make later on, which is a very, very valid diuk. Haravi is mechayvin oso. From the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that if you build all four walls, then you're not going to be mechayvin, it sounds like if he built the fourth wall, who? If the Makif built the fourth wall, then he could charge the Nikaf. Shema mina zenene v'zeh lo chaser chayiv. The Gemara, for its purposes, says that means that if why did the Makif build the other wall? For his own purposes. I don't know why. Simplest understanding would be if he had a force field here. That would be the simplest explanation, right? If he had a force field here, so he wants to build a close as well. For whatever reason, he wants to get rid of the Nikuf, keep him out of his hair. So the Makif puts it up here. He's not spending more money because of the Nikuf. And therefore, the Nikuf is benefiting Zenana, Vezel Lachasa, the Makif's not losing out anything else. We see, though, that he would be Chayiv to pay. That's the Diyuk of the Gemara. And the Gemara has an answer to reflect it that we won't look at this second. Zot Rashi, says Rashi in Bava Kamma.
Same picture. The God of Reuven is a Rishona, Samach L'Stei Shimon.
Says, yes, he has fences on the outside, but that's not what we're concerned about. What we're talking about right now is the ones directly between him. We'll call them the inner walls. Right? So Rashi there basically says explicitly what we were medayik from our Rashi. What we were medayik from our Rashi. Beautiful. So Emechaymen is Shimon Klum. The Maya Hanilei. So they have Sukkah Mitzad Rabbis. He hasn't helped him at all. He haven't done me any tevilas. Okay, so he put up a fence. But you know, I'm not surrounded. Anybody can still get in. Why should I have to pay? Harevius Hayim Hayelol Ravin Dalut Sados. Rashi says, what's the simplest case where he's not spending money because of the Nikuf? If he would have a fourth field down here. If he has a fourth field down here, so then the Nikuf wants to keep the Makif out. So I'm doing it for my own purposes. And yet, I'm still going to have to pay. So why would that be? It must be that since in the end you're Nehenev, because now you are fully surrounded, even though I'm not Chaser anymore, you see Zenenev, Zelo Chaser, is Chayev. Good. Okay? So again, Zenenev Zelo Chaser is not our sugya. But what is our sugya is figuring out what the case is and why you're going to be obligated to pay. Fine. So again, Shitas Rashi is that we are talking about walls. Again, seems to be we're talking about walls because of Hezek Re'iyah. We're talking about a Stam Bika, which is a Makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdor. And we are talking about the inner walls between the Makif and the Nikuf. Yes? Good. Says Tosfos in Bava Kamma. At garantli hakei ve'asera. Again, the exact explanation of those words is not important for us this second. But Rashi, Tosfos on that, says that this is going to help us figure out what Rashi says. He told Perusha Kudrus Mashma. It sounds from Rashi's Perush that he learns the Ma'ir Begedah Shabin Sadeo Stei Nikuf. Now I'm not sure why he says it's Mashma. It was pretty explicit in Rashi, right? But I mean, I'm not disagreeing. Rashi does say that, but Rashi's explicit. Now he's talking about the walls between them. That's what Rashi holds. And Tosfos does not like it. V'kasha dehechi chashiv leized nehena v'zeh lo chaser ho shekolos of hagedol nase ela hafsek bein sados of sadei nikaf. So again, the backdrop of his kasha is might be you have to understand this so gives an end of zeh lo chaser a little bit better. But he basically says, what do you mean he's not chaser because of me? It's only because I'm in the middle there that you have to build the walls. So the outer person is chaser because I am inside of there. Because if I was not there, I never would have had to pay to put up all these fences. Okay. Again, how that fits into the larger sugya of Zen and Zel Chaser is not really our issue. But it does lead to Tosfos learning a different pshat, and that is very important. says Tosafot asks another question, but again, for our purposes. Elanira shemi bachutz saviv l'dal ruchos hekif. Says Tosos that he thinks it's this picture. That the walls that we are talking about are these outer ones here and not here. Then I'll explain when the Gemara says that I have to use more fencing, a kepei seir, I have to cover a larger area, is because now, right, because you're here, my fence is bigger. But not that I only that it wasn't that I have to fence because of you. I would have had a fence anyway. But now I have to make a bigger fence because you're in the middle. That is Shitas Tosfos. So again, the Tosfos says that we're talking about walls between the Makif and the Rishus HaRabim. The Ramban learns the same Pshat as Tosfos and some other Rishonim as well. He's not the only one who understands that we're talking about between the Makif and the Rishus HaRabim. The question is, does this necessarily mean that the walls are not for Hezek Re'iya? Does it necessarily mean that the walls are not for Hezek Re'iya? And that is going to be a double question, because then you have to figure out, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a Stam Bika? What are we referring to? Oh. So says the Rimagash. Some answer, I'm sorry, I don't see it in your Magash right now, that no, you could still learn that, again, like somebody had suggested beforehand, that the walls are walls because of Hezek Re'iya, even if they are on the outside. Even if they are on the outside. Right? So even if we're talking about these walls, you could still be talking about a Stam Bika, and welcome to Shalom Nago Liktor, and if you end up closing the side, you have to pay because of the Hezek Re'iya. There's still Hezek Re'iya between. Okay, but there's a significant decrease in the Hezek Re'iya. Because now you're protected, the Mikaf is protected from all these Rishus HaRabim people outside. And the Chiddush would be, according to Tosfos, the way these Rishonim understand it, is that the walls that are put up and decrease Hezek Re'iya, and now minimize the Hezek Re'iya only to between the Makif and the Nikaf, would still be a significant benefit. So that is, again, that is Shita number two, right? According to Rashi, we're talking about a Stam Bika, and we're talking about the walls between the Makif and the Nikaf because of Hezek Re'iya. According to Tosfos, we're talking about the outer walls. Do we still need to be talking about a case which is a Makom Shelo Nahagu Ligdor, according to Tosfos? So the Rashba learns yes. It still needs to be talking about a place which is a Makom Shelo Nahagu Ligdor. Why? Why? So he says, Svara. He says a svara later on. Where'd it go? He said, I think it was the Rashba. Says the Svara, right, that if the, did you guys see this somewhere? Maybe, right, he says that if you put, again, that the Nikaf could refuse to pay for it because they'll say in the future, you're going to force me to pay for walls on the inside. Right, because if we're still talking about, if we're talking about a place where, right, again, if we're talking about, let's say we're talking about a chatzer, and I'm building walls like this, so that means there is a extant chiyuv between the makiv and the nikaf to still put walls up over here. Right? So what's going to happen? You're going to come to me and you're going to say, pay me for this. Because I minimized your hezek riya. And then you're going to come to me later and say, well, wait, we're talking about a makom shenal gulidar. So now you have to help me pay for walls here also. But once you put up the walls here, then I'm zero benefit from the outer walls. So I'm going to end up paying twice. So I could defend, if we're talking about a makom shenaha gulikdor, then I can get out of paying for the outside ones by saying, okay, no, we're going to have to deal with the inside ones one day anyway. I don't want to have to pay twice. If we're talking about a makom shenaha gulikdor, so then he's never going to have the ability to force me to put up these walls over here. So then in the meantime, I can pay for that. Good? Maybe? Ish? One more time. Again, the question is, if according to those we're talking about the outer walls, so then the question is now, is there any hatreya, according to Tosfos, do we also have to say that it's talking about a stam bika? Or can we say we're talking about a makom shenaha gulikdor? Okay? So says the Rashba, I think other Rishonim as well, that if we're talking about the outer walls and we're talking about a makom shenaha gulikdor, then the Nikaf could say, I'm not paying for the outer walls because we still have to deal with the hezek riya between the two of us. And once you force me to pay those, then the outer walls were of no benefit to me. So why should I have to pay twice? So therefore, we can counter and say, I'm not paying for the outer ones because you're going to deal with, you're going to end up making me pay for the inner ones. Oh. Now, parenthetically, can the nikah, let's assume that we are talking about a stambika, can the nikah get out of paying for the outer ones by saying, I'm not paying for the outer ones, because I'm going to put up inner walls. And if I put up the inner ones, then I didn't gain anything for you.
If it's about
Hezekriya? Yeah. If it's about Again, we're in a makom shelo nahag gulikdor. I can't force you, but once I have to pay,
it could be his chesed, right? Paying for half of these might be costly the same as paying for even the whole thing of these. So I'm gonna. Can he get out of the paying now by saying he's gonna put up these walls later? That's a machlokas rishonim. Whether we tell them, okay, when you do it, we'll do it, or deal with it. Do it right now, and then we'll believe you. But you can't. The taina itself is not going to be good. Okay? Fine. Yeah? Oh. Now, how would Rashi answer Tosfos' kasha? Right? What did Rashi say? Rashi, we're talking about the inner walls, or we're talking about stambik, or we're talking about hezek riya. Tosfos says that we can't be talking about the inner walls because the inner walls are
the inner walls are certainly a not a zenana vizela chaser situation. So what's Rashi going to say? Right, so the Torah Rashi is going to say that if we're talking about a makom shelo nahagu ligdar, right? So again, Tosfos is saying we're talking about hezek riyah walls. So then it's asking on the outside. The Torah Rashi is going to say there's no such thing, right? I understand you have a technical problem within zenana vezel chaser, but now you just created a very new category, right? Tosfos just created a situation where you can be chayiv to pay for hezek riyah walls that are just on the outside. Who says that a decrease in hezek riyah is enough to make me pay? If you get rid of my hezek riyah, so then I can make you pay. But just the fact that now I don't have hezek riyah from the Rishus HaRabim, okay, but I still have hezek riyah from you. According to you, Tosfos, I still have hezek riyah from you. So Rashi's going to say, I understand. There are technical problems here that you have to figure out about how you learn Pshat and Zenan of Zelachasar, but there's no reason that you should have to pay Altezek Re'iyah when it's an outer wall. Because the Hezek Re'iyah is not diminished. It's diminished, but it's not gone. That's not enough to be Mechayev. Yeah.
According to Tosfos, how can the Makif build the fourth wall?
How can that might have to be talking about the situation in which he grabbed himself another field?
So I think
I back
up this
So that's because that's not the case of the Mishnah. I mean, the case of the Mishnah is three. The diuk of the Mishnah is what about the fourth? So in the diuk, then there's a fourth field. Right? That's part of the diuk, because Haravias, I mean ha, he has a fourth one and he fences it. Not just that he fences. Good? No. What?
Then, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm exactly following, but then why would Zenan and Zelo Chatzar only apply once he builds the fourth wall and not from beforehand?
Because he's going to say that I'm not Nehemiah. Not this almost similar to Rashi talking about Hesabriya. But he's going to say that you cutting off 75% of the ability of animals to come into my field isn't hamnah for me. Because they can still come in the bottom. Once it's fully closed, then I'm getting hamnah. So then we have to look at it. Again, it almost parallels what Rashi's going to say about hezek riyah. And Rashi's going to say that decreased hezek riyah is also not hamnah. It's also not hamnah. That's not something that you can obligate me to pay for. Okay, so that is the first two shittos in Rishona. Good? Yeah? You guys saw the Balamor? Anybody see the Balamor?
Couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it? Oh, and then it's my fault. Okay. Let's start looking at the Balamor together. Balamor is in the back of the Gemara. Ooh, ah. In the back of the Gemara. Don't get back here so often. You have the Nemuke Yosef. The Nemuke Yosef surrounds the Rif. Right? Rif Ravitz Galfasi has a halachic summary of the Gemara that looks like the Gemara in the back of the Gemara. And on different Masechtos, he is surrounded by different Rishonim. In Baba Basra, it's the Nemuke Yosef. So in this edition of the Gemara, it's on page 'Hey' in the back. I think they repaginated it. So if you have like an old school Gemara, it might not be there. Okay, the Balamor is the Hamaor Hagadol. So it's the middle of the page. As a general rule, the Baal HaMa'or attacks the Rif. And then the Ramban, in the Melchemes Hashem, right under the Baal HaMa'or, attacks the Baal HaMa'or, an ideological war for God, and defends the honor of his Rebbe, the Rif. Good? So says the Baal HaMa'or like this. Hamakiv is chaver mishalosh v'chosav v'godar perush. Kigon shegadar hachitzon shehu hamakif beino uvein apnimi hanikaf. So what did he just say? Which walls are we talking about? What we've been calling internal walls, right? He says, "Kigon shegadar hachitzon." The chitzon is the person who's the chitzon. That's the makif. So the makif puts up fences between him and the nikaf. So that's what we're calling Rashi's walls. Okay, so nothing noteworthy so far. The next words are noteworthy. Ubimakom shenahagu ligdor bebeka. But we're talking about a place where the minag is to put up a fence. Right? So again,
according to Tosfos, we're talking about a spambeka, we think, and we're talking about outer walls. Says the Baal Hamor, we are talking about inner walls, right? Like Rashi, but we are talking about a makom shenahagu ligdor. Like nobody. We haven't seen anybody that says that. Why haven't we seen anybody that says that? Because the Ora, right, the Baal Hamor is a pelah. Didn't stay on the Baal Hamor saying? Let's take this case for a second. Right, we said, like we've always in Rashi, we said that if you have a case of Yanni, if you're in a Gino or a Chatzah, that's makom shenahagu ligdor, you'd have to pay even for the first three walls, even for one wall. Why would you have to pay even for one wall if we're talking about a chatzer in this situation? Because there's hazikri and they have an equal obligation. One is not more obligated than the other. So what Rashi said over here, the chora is pashat. The chora is pashat. Yeah?
It might be back, so maybe not now, but if Rashi holds that it's not considered hazikri until you fully surround your body, you have to pay for one wall.
Because there's a difference between me getting a benefit and me having a chiyuv. Right? If I want, again, there seems to be, this is something we're going to have to talk about. We don't know the answer to this yet. Right? We don't understand, or I don't understand, in the case of the Mishnah, why if there are four, meaning what is mechayev me to pay? Why if you give me benefit that I didn't ask for, do I have to pay for it? We can maybe all agree that once there are four walls up, that I'm benefiting. I didn't ask you for it. Take your walls, take them down. I don't want it. Why do I have to pay for it? That we don't know yet. That we're going to have to go through this. That's the next layer of the sugya, is what's being mechayev me to pay for it. Now we're just trying to understand the circumstances behind it. But what the Baal Hamor says right now is ludicrous. Right? It's crazy. It's crazy. I understand, again, what Rashi's saying, that if we're talking about Hezekriya, if we're talking about a place where there's no Hezekriya, because it's a Stambika, so as long as you're putting up these walls, I have no Chiyuv. And I'm also not getting the benefit, because there's still Hezekriya on the other side, so I don't have to pay anything. But if these were chatzeros, then each wall that goes up is part of our mutual obligation as neighbors to put up a wall. So of course I have to pay for it. You did me a favor, you started the process. But there's a chiyuv. And that's what the Baal Hamor says we're talking about. A makom shenahagu ligdor and its inner walls. And yet, wall 1, 2, and 3, I don't have to pay a thing for it. Even though we have a mutual obligation to put it in. Yeah.
It's possible that he's equating benefit and chiyuv are the same thing. You only have to be chayav to pay for the walls to get the benefit of the walls. And that's the minhag is.
Maybe, but why should that make any sense? Maybe how does anybody ever get started?
Well, I think it makes some sense. Like, why should I be paying for something unless I actually get the benefit of something?
So keep building. And we have an obligation. Right now, we are in what we would call a Hezekiah situation. So we have an obligation to get ourselves out of the Hezekiah situation. So even if I'm, you know, 50% of, so I've done 50. If we're 50% of the way there, or 75% of the way there, fine. So we've each done half of 75%. But that's our freedom.
Yeah, but maybe it's only, I'm only going to pay for the fourth one, so there's an agreement that we're going to do all four walls. So
why?
One individual, because I'm not going to get benefit until then.
But either am I. But either am I.
Without the agreement, it means nothing to me. Until we have
why?
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Why? But why is that true? Again, if we have a mutual chiyuv, why is it more on you than me?
No, the mutual chiyuv is that, again, like...
Again, until now... I'm not trying to be difficult. Until now, when we had Rashi... Until now, when we had Rashi, there was no chiyuv of Hezekiah. Once I get the benefit, then there's a chiddush that the benefit is enough to make me pay. Why that's true, we don't know. But we understand the construct. But once the Balamar came along and said, we're talking about a case of walls in between, and we're both chayiv, because we're talking about a chatzer or a gina, or a bika b'makom shenagu ligdor, then why should I not have to pay my part of the obligation? Who cares if it's wall 1, 2, 3, or 4? The same svara that we thought was very compelling in Rashi, how, in what way are we upending that svara? Fine, so since you guys didn't see the Baal HaMor anyway, let's stop with that. That's the question that we're going to have to figure out. So tomorrow, you should see the rest of the Baal HaMor. See Rabbeinu Yehona's son in the Sheetah. Did you guys see that yet? No, you didn't see that. Did I put them in the opposite order? Or you just couldn't find the Baal HaMor, so you went to Rabbeinu Yehona's son? Oh, that was my mistake. Okay, fine.